Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Hello, everyone. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of some great music right here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin with a recording session that took place in the 1950s between Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. This is from a new collection of all their roulette recordings called the Complete Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington Sessions. Here they are together playing Duke's composition, I Ain't Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good.
Sentimental, and it's not made of wood. Yes. Now I got it bad, and that ain't good. When the weekend's over, Monday rolls around, I end up like I stood out, just crying my heart out. She don't love me like I love her. Nobody could. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Now when the weekend's over, Monday rolls around, I end up like I'd start out, just crying. Baby, my boss, I'm gonna do some tea, does it? Oh, she don't love me like I love her. Nobody could. I got it bad, and it sure is good.
Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington from a new compilation called The Complete Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington Sessions, that were made for the Roulette label in the late 50s and 1960s, with a song, of course, well known, as was played many times by both of them, I Ain't Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good, here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. An album that we've played a couple of tracks for over the past year keeps coming up from a number of listeners wanting to hear more from it. The album is called Colors of Red Sun, and features some fantastic Italian musicians. Claudio Scogliari on drums and percussion, flute, piano, and synthesizers. Daniele Calvaca on drums, percussion, vibraphone, and bass. And Salieri Simon on trumpet. This is a mixture of traditional jazz and more contemporary jazz, and I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to listen to Improvised Sentimental Song. Thank you. Claudio Scagliari, Daniel Calvaca, and Simon Scagliari from the album Colors of Red Sun. And if you do find it around, do pick it up. They do have a new album that they've just completed, and as soon as we get a copy of it, we'll be playing it for you and possibly have them back on the show. When this album came out, Danielle actually was our guest on that edition of the program, and a very nice guy. And the new album is even more interesting. That's the only thing I will say. Well, let's now move to a request that we had for a little bit of Count Basie. And it was somebody actually that said they heard us play a while ago, Count Basie recording that featured songs by Neil Hefti, a well-known American composer, who also, by the way, led his own orchestra. The album was released on Verve Records in 1963, and it's called On My Way and Shoutin' Again. Count Basie plays the music of Neil Hefti. Skippin' with Skitch.
Thank you.
Skippin' with Skitch, Count Basie and his orchestra. Now, here is a name that many of you probably wouldn't associate with jazz. The name is that of Fred Astaire, dancer, actor, and also singer. In the 1930s, he made a string of very successful films, musicals, with Ginger Rogers. But there was a period in his career that he was also a vocalist and recorded a number of 78s, and in the 1950s recorded a couple of albums for the Verve label. Now, Fred Astaire as a vocalist doesn't exactly have a strong voice. A lot of people would say it's a weak voice. But nevertheless, people would also say that he had a way of phrasing a song that nobody else could do. Here's the one and only Fred Astaire with They Can't Take That Away From Me.
But as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress. But though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Oh no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me, no. They can't take that away from me.
Tell me, what did you do to me? I just got a thrill, it was new to me. When your two lips were pressed to mine, when you held me, I wasn't snuggling. You should know I really was struggling. I've only met you, and I shouldn't let you. But oh, do it again. I may say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it. Oh, no one is near. I may cry, oh, 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 but no one will hear. My mom will scold me, 'cause she told me that it's naughty, but then, oh, do it again. Please do it again. She told me that it's naughty, but then do it again. Please do it again.
Jane Russell and Do It Again, and before that, the incomparable Fred Astaire and They Can't Take That Away From Me. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Here are the High Lows with Oh Thee I Sing.
From the island of Manhattan to the coast of gold, from north to south, from east to west, you are the love I love the best. You're the dream girl of the sweetest story ever told, a dream I sought both night and day, for years through all the USA. The star I've hitched my wagon to is very obviously you. Of thee I sing, baby, summer, autumn, winter, spring, baby, you're my silver lining, you're my sky of blue, there's a love light shining just because of you. Of thee I sing, baby, you have got that certain thing, baby, shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation. Of thee I sing. Silver lining, you're my sky blue.
There's a love light shining just because of you. Oh, the icing, baby, you have got that certain thing, baby. Shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation. Oh, the icing.
Dick Heyman, and mine. Here's a little trivia question. What TV show were the first few bars of that composition used for? And before that, the Hi-Lows with Oh Thee I Sing. We now move to one of the most famous composers in jazz, popular standards, easy listening for film, radio, TV. The guy's just done about everything. He is credited for writing the theme song to the original series Mission Impossible. I'm talking about Lalo Schifrin. This is from a double CD recorded for German radio. It's from his Latin Jazz Suite. Here's Pampas.
Thank you.
Lalo Schifrin, conducting the orchestra of the WDR Big Band in Germany. That's from the Latin Suite, and the track is called Pampas, and it also includes another suite on here called Grespiana, which is a double CD, by the way, I should mention. It's absolutely fantastic. Our final selection today comes from an album. That's a new compilation made up of the best recordings of John Patton for the Blue Note label. It's called The Organization. And this was at a period, of course, when recordings at Blue Note, especially in the 1960s, moved towards a different style of jazz, more blues and funk orientated, but it's very good. The one we're going to listen to is called Hot Sauce. Here's John Patton.
Thank you.
John Patton and Hot Sauce. Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Our email address, once again, is jazz@pcjmedia.com. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, hoping to see you all again very soon. Bye-bye.